suppose, Ryan, look, we got what we wanted out of the game. It was, we wanted a performance and a good test first before we went to the championship. But the more the game went on, we really wanted to push on and won it. And look, we showed great determination there to get back into the game. And an awful decision at the end on the referee with a blatant penalty for us, where the man is brought down. Never mind the penalty, they should have been dropped down to 14 as well. So look, that was a big call in the last few minutes. We feel blatant penalty, and if we'd have got that, a good chance we'd have won the game.
Yeah, it was a long ball in from Declan Coulter. Richie Ryan went up to win it. The ball ended up in the net, but it looked like he'd been fouled. Was that the advantage rule? Did you get any clarification from the referee?
No, he says he was fouled outside the box, which was, he was on top of the keeper when he got the ball. So look, I don't know what the ref's seen a thingy, but he bowed out for a big call at the end. It was a definite penalty. And even chatting to another ref that was watching the game here, he says he can't see. It's whether a free out or a penalty, you know, and how he can give a 21-metre free is beyond me, because he was in the box and fouled, or he determined him as charging one or the other. So how he'd end up a 21-metre free is beyond us. It was whether a penalty or a free out.
Yeah, there was another big call in the match. Was probably Conor O'Grady's red card. I think it was the 66th minute. How did you see that one, Mickey?
Well, Ryan, he was a wee bit early up and had caught the man's helmet, and as soon as it happened, I felt maybe there's a chance he's going to go here. But look, you can't really argue too much about that once you hit a man in the helmet there, and he was a wee bit early up. So look, we could take that in the chin. Maybe we deserve to go to 14, but to push on there, he should have been down to 14 as far as we're concerned, and we should have had a penalty. So look, but they need the points more than us and thingy, but it'd be nice to win the game. Dolly, nice, maybe we're trying to raise the standard, Ryan, and compete well against these teams, which we did, but chances there to take another scalp today, you know. But we're happy enough, good performance. Maybe switched off for 5 minutes in the first half to give away them two goals in a short period, you know, and that's a long way back from there, you know. But we done well to get back 5 points down at half time, and blocking it could have went either way at the end.
Yeah, because it was 2-13 to 10 points at one stage, but big end to the first half. You got the first goal, and that kept you in the mix anyway. It gives you something to play for in the second half.
That's it. And we talk every week how quick hurling games changes, you know, and there's no lead safe, and look, 5 points is nothing at half time. And then with two great goals from Jared Gilmore and Kieran Masterson, really put the game in the melting pot for both sides. And then look, some great scores end to end, Ryan. It's really entertaining. We'll be happy with most of that performance, you know, but just a few wee mistakes to start maybe left us a wee bit too much to pull back, you know. But good on to Mayo. Mayo's every bit as good as Derry, so we keep our feet in the ground. Although Derry's a Christie Ring team, Mayo has beat them already, so it's good preparation for us to go on. Ryan, now we'll get 2 weeks training done before the championship.
Yeah, so it's all eyes on the championship now. You got what you wanted probably from the league, and then a Nicky Rackard campaign. Be a bit of hard training done now.
Aye, it'll be a tough 2 weeks now, Ryan. You know, but the club scene's starting up too, the hurling and football, a couple of Joe players, and the hurling league starting too on a Friday night, where some of our panels will be playing in that. So look, busy couple of weeks coming up, and you know, and it's just keeping the bodies fresh while trying to keep them up to speed and fit at the same time. So look, we'll be pushing hard the next 2 weeks to get ready for Mayo. It's short turnaround straight on the championship.